إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أحسن الكلام كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Beloved Muslims, dear brothers and sisters, the month of Ramadan is the month of the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the month of forgiveness, the month of salvation from the hellfire. It is the month of generosity, the month of perseverance, the month of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, the dominant description of the month of the of Ramadan in the Quran is that it is the month of the Quran. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was sent down. The month of Ramadan was selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the revelation of the Quran and for even the revelation of some of the previous books that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down upon the messengers. And this is one of the merits of this great month, the month of Ramadan. Dear brothers and sisters, the Quran is the source of our guidance. If we ever think of restoring our lost honor, dignity and glory, the only way through which we can restore it is through the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without a doubt. This Quran is a light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed upon us, so that we can see our way to Him and see our way to paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٍ. There has come unto you from Allah a light. Why do we need the light? To see our way. If there is no light, there is no way for us to see where are we heading. وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. And a clear book. يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَهُ سُبُلَ السَّلَامِ. With which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides those who follow or seek His pleasure, the ways to as-salam, to paradise, dar as-salam. Or as-salam could mean also safety and being cleared from all sorts of harm. وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ بِإِذْنِهِ. And takes them out of the depth of darkness, the darkness of ignorance, the darkness of disbelief, and the darkness of disobedient to the light. وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَيَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. And guide them to this great path. We, in every prayer of ours, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the straight path. And this is the function of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to guide us to the straight path. path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, describing this great book, that يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ. O mankind, there has come to you a reminder from your Lord. A reminder, an admonition from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, the source from your Lord, the one who created us, the one who knows the complexity of our inner soul, the one who knows how to deeply affect us, how to change us. So this book includes reminders from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator. قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. And a cure for the hearts. Cure for the hearts. And the condition of the heart is what matters in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَأَشْكَالِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your shapes or physical appearances, does not take into consideration the way you look. وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. But Allah take into consideration the condition of your hearts, your intentions, and your actions. So in order for these hearts to be purified from whatever illness that is in it, we have to seek resort in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is the cure. It is the cure for any temptation that may stick to our heart, or doubt, or hatred, or animosity, or anything that take it away from the condition of a whole heart, which is the only heart that benefit the person on the Day of Judgment. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. A day on which no wealth, no children will benefit, except the one who come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a whole heart, a sound heart, a clear heart, a heart that is submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And a guidance and a mercy for the believer. Mercy. This summarizes for us the message of the Quran. Mercy. And everything in this deen, is based on mercy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, summarizing the mission of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We did not send you but a mercy for all the worlds. All the worlds. So every aspect of this deen serves the greater interest of humanity. Of humanity. All humanity. Not only the Muslims. Rather, all humanity. And any time you see any act that is committed in the name of Islam that does not serve the greater interest of humanity, know that it is contrary to the teaching of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين. Dear brothers and sisters, all of us know the difference between the blind and the seeing, the deaf and the hearing person, and the dead and the living. You see this difference? See how big gap there is between the living and the dead. There is a far greater gap and difference that exists between the person who benefits, who opens his heart to benefit from the guidance of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the person who turns away from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in many places of the Quran, he often refers to the people who abandon the Quran as mute, or as deaf, or as dead people. Because this Quran is a life-giving message. It is a spirit, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it. وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. And thus we revealed unto you a spirit from our command. It is a ruh. How dead a body is without a spirit. And this is how we be if we are away from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, and because this is the month of Ramadan, we have to renew our commitment to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to have a special bond with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we want to understand how a relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be, let's go back to the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to understand how close they used to be to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here is a story that was recorded by Imam Muslim from the narration of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. He said that قال أبو بكر لعمر بعد وفاة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم انطلق بنا نزور أم أيمن كما كان يزورها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أبو بكر told عمر let's go and visit with أم أيمن as رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to do when he was alive. فلما أتياها بكت the moment they reach to her home she started weeping. They thought that she is weeping because they reminded her of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, there is no calamity that is greater than the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was everything to the companions radiyallahu anhu. Everything. He was their educator. He was their teacher. He was their father, their leader, their everything. I mean, listen to one of the companions describing the condition of the Medina before and after the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Medina, everything started illuminating, becoming radiant. And the moment he died, it became so dark. So they thought that she is crying because they reminded her of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they told her that أَمَا تَعْلَمِينَ أَنَّ مَا عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ أَمَا تَعْلَمِينَ أَنَّ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Don't you know that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam better for him? Whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla has prepared for him of the pleasures and the joys of paradise and blessings is better for him than this life. And she told them that أَمَا إِنِّي لَا أَبْكِي أَنِّي لَا أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ. I said to them, I'm not crying because I don't know that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for Rasulullah or has prepared for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is better for him. I am crying because وَلَكِنِّي أَبْكِي أَنَّ الْوَحْيَ قَدْ انْقَطَعَ. I'm meaning because of the cessation of revelation. See, that special bond. Special bond. And special relationship. Of course, it was unique during the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And no one can have the same experience of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Because they were basically communicating with the heaven. They ask a question and Allah reveals the answer. They get engaged in a situation and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals lessons from that situation. A conflict arises and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals what's wrong, what's right, and how to behave during that conflict. So basically they were having an interactive relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what a relationship! Because this is not like any other book. And the one who spoke the words of the Quran is not like any other one. It is Allah, Rabbul Alameen. Allah, the Lord of the words. Allah, the sovereign king, the king of all kings. And this is our link to him. حَبْلُ اللَّهِ, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described the book of Allah, that it is a rope. The one side of it is with Allah and the other side with it, with us. So this is our link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is time for us to ask ourselves, is this link broken? Is it broken? How do we rate our relationship with the Book of Allah? How much time we spend to read the Book of Allah, to understand the Book of Allah, and more importantly, to put the message of Islam, of the Quran, into practice. To have the Quran in action, to live the Quran in action. It is time for us to ask ourselves this book, because this is our way to dignity. This is our way to honor and glory. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this book, وَإِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ. Indeed, it is a mighty book, an exalted book, an impregnable book that is free from any defect or any flaws. That is perfect book. لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه. No falsehood can approach it from behind it or before it. It is preserved from any defect or any flaw. It is the miracle with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supported Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how lucky we are to have this miracle right now. You know, previous nations, they did not. Their prophets showed them their miracles, but their miracles ended with the death of their prophets. We are fortunate to have the miracle, and it is a miracle, still a miracle, by which we can prove to the whole world that what we have is the truth. What we have is the absolute truth. And we still have it. How close are we to this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَإِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ لَا يَأْتِيهِ الْبَاطِلُ مِنْ بَيْنِ وَدَيْهِ وَلَا خَلْفِهِ. It is a perfect book, preserved from any flaws. Why? Because it is تَنْزِيلٌ مِّنْ حَكِيمٍ حَمِيدٍ. It is a revelation from the All-Wise, the one who is worthy of all our praises. Dear brothers and sisters, this book is the way to our honor and dignity. And whatever source we seek for honor and dignity other than the Book of Allah will not lead us but to something contrary to honor and dignity. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. We have revealed, we have sent down to you the book in which there is your honor, your dignity, your glory. Don't you reason? How could a person be in his full sanity if one seeks a way other than the way that leads him to honor and dignity? Dear brothers and sisters, this book is a very powerful book. Muslims are sitting on a precious treasure, but they are not aware. They are begging, like somebody who has millions and millions and millions of dollars, multi-billionaires, and he is sitting in the streets and begging. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this book, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. Had we sent down this Quran upon a mountain, you would have seen it humbling itself and splitting asunder from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in this ayah that this Quran has reached the upper level of perfection, the upper level of eloquency, and it contains the most powerful reminders
that deeply touched the hearts, that had it been sent down upon a mountain, you'd have seen it melting, splitting asunder, humbling itself from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in spite of its hardness, in spite of its mass. What about us who are flesh and blood? Why we are not benefiting from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why when we hear the book of Allah, it is as if we are hearing the sounds of the words, and that's it? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the guidance of the Quran and benefit us from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا سبحانه وتعالى. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. Dear brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced in Mecca the most stubborn people. People who will do anything to prove him wrong. People who did everything within their ability to stop his da'wah, to stop his call. But they knew in the bottom of their heart that whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was calling them to was the absolute truth. And therefore they acknowledged that the only way for them to succeed and to prevail upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to block their ears. That's it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وقال الذين كفروا لا تسمعوا لهذا القرآن والغوا فيه لعلكم تغلبون. The pagans, they said to one another, do not listen to this book and make noise to interfere so that you may prevail. This is an acknowledgement from them that if we are to listen to what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reciting, we are going to believe. We are going to be defeated. Our pagan beliefs will be destroyed. This is an acknowledgement because of the power of this book, because of the effect of this book. And again, this is a miracle. This is a miracle. We have to remember that this is, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that every messenger was given a miracle by which he can prove to people that I am the truthful messenger of Allah, and my miracle was this Quran, this book. And therefore I hope that I'll be the one who is having the greatest number of followers. And this is another evidence for the virtue of this book, that it is superior over all other all the previous miracles that were given to the previous prophets, the previous messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this book, dear brothers, ancestors, وَلَوْ أَنَّ قُرْآنًا سُيِّرَتْ بِهِ الْجِبَالُ أَوْ قُطِّعَتْ بِهِ الْأَرْضُ أَوْ كُلِّمَ بِهِ الْمَوْتَى. يعني لكان هذا القرآن, يعني لكان هذا الكتاب. Had there been in the previous book a book by which mountains can be moved and the earth can be split asunder and the dead people can be addressed, it would have been this book. This is a mighty book that we have, dear brothers and sisters, and it is the time for us to ask ourselves how much time we are giving to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the time for us to understand our duty toward the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the time to ask ourselves, are we teaching our children the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we teaching them the teaching of this message, the message of the Quran? Are we putting this into practice? How should we should our attitude be toward the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described the true believers when they hear the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And whenever His revelation are recited upon them, this would increase their faith, their iman, their belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He said, اللَّهُ نَزَّلَ أَحْسَنَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابًا مُتَشَابِهًا مَثَانِيَ تَقْشَعِرُّ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the most beautiful speech, a book that is consistent within itself. مَثَانِيَ, which means these stories, the reminders are repeated often in a way that does not leave that leave the listener ever interested in hearing the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَقْشَعِرُّ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. The skins of those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shiver upon hearing the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon hearing the Quran. ثُمَّ تَلِينُ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَلَجُلُودُهُمْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ. And then their hearts and skins soften when they hear about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His forgiveness, His grace. Their hearts are softened and their skin are softened. This is how our condition should be when we are hearing the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear brothers and sisters, the only thing that there are many things that we can say about the virtues of this book, but I will mention one thing only, and that is, it's enough for us in order to appreciate the book of Allah to know that it is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the true word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we abandon the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is a very difficult route that we choose for ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Whoever abandoned my dhikr will live a miserable life. As a matter of fact, I believe that the weakness and the division and the current condition of the Muslims is a living proof for the truthfulness of this book, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because this is what happened when people abandon the guidance that given to them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's see the difference between two different faces in the history of this Muslim in this ummah. The first is when we were adhering to the teaching of the Quran, we are victorious. And now, when we abandon the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of us can see the condition of the Muslims nowadays. Dear brothers, we can abandon the book of Allah by not reading the book of Allah. We can abandon the book of Allah by not trying to understand the message that is in the Quran. We abandon the book of Allah by abandoning, practicing or acting upon the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in every case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. Whoever abandons the Quran will appoint for him a shaytan, a devil, to be his companion. So don't think we can be neutral. In a sense, don't think that if we don't follow the guidance of Allah, we don't follow any other guidance. No, this is not the case. Rather, necessarily, if we don't follow the guidance of the Quran, we are following some other guidance. We could be following, say, satanic guidance. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about some people who abandon and put the book of Allah behind their backs, then immediately in the next ayah he said, وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينَ. They abandoned what Allah revealed and they followed what the devils recite. That's it. You cannot be not following anything. Dear brothers and sisters, one most important and last point is that to understand that our duty towards the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not end when we respect this book and put it on a high shelf where nobody can reach it. Rather, we have to understand that this is not just a book. This book is our guidance, in a sense that this book contains a message from Allah to us and contains a mission that we should pursue in life. Imagine people living and dying not knowing what Allah wants them to do in this life. So this Quran contains our identity and our mission and our message. We cannot deal with it as a book, like any book, other book. We may read it and not understand, like somebody who can read Chinese words but does not understand their meaning. Like this book contains a set of commands and is specific instruction and a way of life that we have to abide by. If we don't do, then you know who is the loser? We are the first to suffer in this life and the life to come. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to connect our heart with His book. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to teach our children the book of Allah and make them love the book of Allah. Not only reading it. Reading it is very virtuous. And one will get 10 rewards for every letter one reads from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But remember that this book contains a message. Allah sent us a message. How could you accept you for yourself to read this culture and that culture and to have a lot of information from here and there and not know what Allah wants you to do in this life?